Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Jim Jordan is speaking. Nancy Pelosi spoke a few minutes ago. He's anticipated the vote. You probably have, too. Looks like it'll pass the House, move on to the Senate. It's interesting to see how many votes in the Senate it'll get on the Republican side. It sounds like a few, but if I were a betting person, and these days we all are, I wouldn't vote on 17 Republican senators crossing over. And yet, one of the aldermen in Chicago, Bertrand mentioned this yesterday on Chicago's Afternoon News 2, Alderman Gilbert Villegas, the 36th Ward, said that they should take the sign bearing the president's name off the tower on the Chicago River. Alderman Villegas is on a phone line right now. Alderman, thanks for joining us. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, John. How you doing?
Pretty good. Do I have that right? Do you think that name should come off the side of the building?
Well, I've introduced a couple of ordinances. One that talks about anyone convicted of treason, seditious, or subversive activities could not have the permit, signed permit. And then another ordinance that talked about anyone convicted of treason, sedition, or subversive activities, not being able to do business with the city of Chicago. You know, prior to last week's events, the attack, not just on the Capitol, but on this country, is what really prompted me. John, I'm a Marine, John, and I took an oath when I was in the Marines, and it was to defend against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And that oath doesn't have an expiration date. And I've changed, you know, I've traded in my M16 for a pen as a legislator. And this is my way, I feel, of defending this great country against any type of domestic terrorism.
Why don't you just say, if your name is Trump, you can't have your name on the side of a building?
Well, because what we saw was the FBI is doing an investigation, and there's multiple, over 100,000 leads have been given to the FBI. And they're doing their due diligence and finding out who was at the insurrection. Oh. And they're going to hold those people accountable. We don't know who was there. And once we find out who's there and they're brought to trial, and if they're convicted, then my second ordinance talks about not having them have the ability to do business.
Right.
But in the meantime, if Congress does find that, you know, the House and the Senate vote to impeach the president, my first ordinance talks about not having anyone to have those signs. And yes, that sign is looking at the Trump sign, but there may be other people that were part of this insurrection last week, an attack on this country, that may fall into that category as well.
I doubt that. I mean, who are we kidding here? This is about Donald Trump. So while he might fall into that other category, you wouldn't be doing this if it weren't for Donald Trump. The other people aren't going to have their names on the sides of buildings. Maybe they would do some business with the city, but that's just an end around to get at the president.
Well, John, last week there was an attack on U.S. government. We can't take that lightly. This is the first time it's happened. This is the first time it's happened. So, I mean, what are we talking about here? We have to send a message that this type of activity should not cannot be condoned, especially by a president of the United States of America.
I'm actually not arguing that point, Alderman, but I did wonder if the city has the legal authority to do that. That is, the man has a signed contract. I wonder if you have the ability. I wonder if this would pass the muster.
Well, we're going to find out. Well, first, this is depending on the action from the U.S. Congress as well as the U.S. Senate. If they do follow through with their actions of impeaching the president, then this ordinance will be put to the test.
But let's assume for a moment that that won't happen. That is, he'll be impeached, but he won't be convicted. Then would yours apply? Would this ordinance apply? Or is it only for people that have been convicted of those crimes or people that have been
Correct.
Charged with those crimes?
No, it has to be convicted. Everyone's allow due diligence.
Right. So
they have to be convicted, not just charged.
I'm going to bet that's. Let's just assume that doesn't happen. Then you don't have a way to get the sign off the side of the building, or would you entertain some other tactic then?
Well, I wouldn't say it's a tactic. I think that when you have a president that Congress is taking action today as we speak on the floor, and if they pass that and impeach the president, then ultimately the Senate convicts. Then we will put this ordinance to the test. But Chicago has a beautiful skyline, and prior to Wednesday, me personally never had an issue. However, after last week's actions, I think it's important, as I stated as a Marine, that we have to take what occurred last week seriously and send a message that type of activity will not be condoned moving forward.
Well put, Alderman Gilbert Villegas, the 36th Ward, on removing the name Trump from the side of that building, or the name of anybody else who is convicted of sedition. Okay.
Yes.
Interesting conversation, Alderman. Thanks for joining us this morning here on WGN.
Thank you, sir.